Scientists in wealthy countries are using artificial intelligence programs to design drugs that are more effective in treating diseases such as cancer. Colin Hill is founder of Atea, one of the world's first biomedicine companies using AI to discover better drugs to cure and treat disease. At a recent conference at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, he said AI is set to revolutionize medicine.
On the discovery and development of new drugs, what are the problems that we have to solve? First off, we have to figure out what's the right drug target. Out of all of the gene products, and we have hundreds of thousands of them, what do we need to hit to stop Alzheimer's or colorectal cancer? We have to then make that drug. Then once we have the right drug, we have to figure out which patients will respond.
Scientists are answering these questions using clinical trials of AI-developed medicines. The problem, says South African medical scientist Kelly Chibale, is that the new drugs are being tested exclusively in the United States and Europe.
Historically, medicines have not been optimized for the African patient population. One reason is that we have a very low volume of clinical trials that happen on the African continent, between 3% and 4%, which means that this huge genetic diversity that we have on the African continent is not well accounted for. We've got to address this by increasing the number of clinical trials that happen on the continent and the number of Africans participating in those clinical trials. Medicines or vaccines are optimized in terms of the dosages, dosing regimens on people that participate in those clinical trials.
Chibale at the University of Cape Town says medicines that work for Westerners won't necessarily work well for Africans. Genetic differences, for instance, mean that many people in Africa have an enzyme variant that causes severe side effects from the antiretroviral drug efavirenz used to treat HIV. But he says if medicines made using AI work in Africa with its vast gene pool, they'll likely work elsewhere.
Actually, everybody's an African. Everybody came from Africa if you look at the history of humanity. So I would even argue that every clinical trial actually has to start in Africa, because the world can really benefit from this huge genetic diversity that we have on our continent.
He says until now, Africa has been excluded from participating in major advances in medicines. Chibale says it's up to African authorities, in particular the African Medicines Agency, which operates under the African Union, to ensure the same does not happen with drugs made using AI.
So I think in Africa, at the policy level, there's got to be a requirement in every country on this continent that any medicine or vaccine that is going to be approved or licensed for use in these countries has to be tested on the local population.
Two of the world's major pharmaceutical companies, GlaxoSmithKline and Novartis, are co-sponsoring a project in South Africa designed to drive the testing of medicines made by AI technology in Africa. Chibale hopes other pharmaceutical multinationals will soon also sign up. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.